I'd like to share some insights about death that are never discussed. The process of death is a transition of consciousness. It's essentially an out-of-body experience taking us into another realm of reality. Many people choose not to think about death, but I think it's important in this program that we touch upon it. The transition that we call death is the movement of consciousness from the dense body inwardly into our subtle energy body. For most people, they will experience their astral body at death because they have been conditioned to only accept form-based reality as anything that may be considered real. All of us have a tendency to connect to what we are comfortable with and what we find to be the norm. And because we are conditioned to accept our three-dimensional form-based body as us, we remain attached to it. At death, most people will enter a middle vibrational area of what many people call the astral plane. This is because this is a form-based region that, of course, that they are familiar with. And according to the work of Raymond Moody and others, there are certain elements of this process, and one of which is an out-of-body experience. At death, we exit our physical body and we're reunited with loved ones. But very seldom do people talk about the impact of this upon our evolution as a whole. In other words, at death, what most people do is that they will accept the first consensus reality and person that they meet because this is what they find acceptable. People will reunite within a reality that is closest to their concept of what is real for them. In other words, if a Muslim dies, he would be, of course, reunited with his Muslim friends and family and loved ones. The same applies to all belief systems. Now, the problem with this is that there's a negative impact. We, in a sense, at the transition of death are accepting a consensus reality that may be not at the evolutionary level that we would hope to achieve. One of the things that I've discovered during my out-of-body experiences is that we have the ability to impact our transition at the moment of death. This has been discussed at some level in the Tibetan Book of the Dead, where they talk about actually using techniques and chanting to go to the clear light of the void. During the death of a Buddhist monk, he will be surrounded by other Buddhist monks, and they will chant to him specific phrases that will guide him to what is called the clear light. In other words, when you strip away the semantics, what the Buddhist monks are doing is directing their fellow monks to go beyond all form-based realities. They're directing them to go to the clear light of the void, in other words, beyond the astral plane to higher regions of reality. We have the same capability when we approach death. We have the ability to demand higher realities within ourselves. We can do this by using direct and powerful affirmations, such as higher self now. We have the ability to begin to direct this transition instead of being a pawn of it. This is a powerful opportunity for us to accelerate our personal spiritual development and evolution. We have the ability to begin to direct our transition of consciousness. But it's up to us to be focused. It's up to us to lead the way. We have the ability to go beyond the astral plane. We have the ability to go beyond all form-based realities. We have the ability to go beyond what we perceive as loved ones and to move into higher dimensional realities if we choose to. This is an important decision that we all must make, but each of us has an opportunity with conscious out-of-body exploration. Instead of approaching death as a fearful event, we can approach this transition of consciousness as an enlightened opportunity for personal growth. We have an opportunity to take this journey of consciousness and to expand upon it, to move beyond the astral plane. We have the ability to make our transition a profound spiritual experience. We have the ability to take control of our transition. We have the ability to make an elegant, absolutely spiritual transformation at the moment of death. This is up to us. In The Secret of the Soul, I outline details on how this process can be achieved. But the key is this: you demand to experience your spiritual essence at the moment of death. You demand to move to the higher levels of reality. You demand to relinquish all of the negative things that have held you back and to move to the clear light of the void, to move to the highest aspects within yourself. And you repeat this as a mantra as the transition is approaching. This is a powerful opportunity for personal growth that is unfortunately completely overlooked in our society. We have the capability of making our final transition a spiritual transition if we so choose. And this decision is up to us. So please remember this and focus your attention. Create your own mantra and allow yourself the opportunity to explore and experience the highest realms of spirit, far beyond the astral plane and all the consensus realities that exist within it. You can focus your attention and absolutely experience your higher self and move to the highest vibrational level that you can achieve. This I highly recommend as a practice to keep in mind. This is a practice that is absolutely powerful and that will work if you focus your undivided attention upon it.